Praise the Lord Jesus. Wonderful people, at the sound of my voice. The lesson that we will indulge in will be the discovery of the Bible Jesus opposed to the Jesus we are being taught. So what I'm going to do, I had not planned on reading the entire Bible or the entire chapter or verse, but my plans and the Lord's plans seldom match. So either his plans will have to match mine, or my plans must be consistent with his. And this lesson basically will be one that no one at the sound of my voice has maybe had delivered unto them. And the lesson is the discovery of discipleship or life pleasing to God according to Jesus that is documented in the Bible. Before we begin, I'd like to start with a song of praise and worship, and then with prayer. And the selection that I've chosen to begin this, you might be familiar with.
Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me.
Just as I am, I would be lost. But mercy and grace, my freedom won. And now to glory in your cross, O Lamb of God, I come. I come broken to be mended. I come wounded to be healed. I come desperate to be rescued. I come empty to be filled. I come guilty to be pardoned by the blood of Christ the Lamb. And I'm welcome with open arms. Praise God. Just as I am. I am.
Praise God.
Just as I am. There's a powerful message in that hymn, and I'm certain that you can appreciate the instruments that were used to glorify God in song and praise. And the message is, don't waste time trying to get yourself, you trying to get yourself together will be the together that you are now that you got yourself. So just as you are, invite Jesus into your life. Obey what is commanded by him, which was commanded by the Father through the doctrine of his Son. It's the doctrine of the Father that was delivered by his Son. So come just as you are. Hear the gospel so that you might become familiar with faith. So I won't belabor this lesson, but we will take a moment for prayer. And I love the one that was delivered unto the disciples of Christ, because this prayer glorifies the Father in your intent and your developing relationship with him. It is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 6, and verse number 9. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, the words of Jesus, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And it is in Jesus' holy name that I pray this prayer. This is the only time I will move forward beyond where the study is being taken from, because we're attempting to build a 10-story building, this is just an example. So I won't leave the formation of the foundation to build the third story, because the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is the foundation being delivered unto mankind from four different angles. So there is very much that will not be captured if we followed the lesson plan that God laid out for man to study in the order that God intended for us to study. So we will start in the book of Matthew, and beginning with the Matthew chapter 1, the book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham begot Isaac, and Isaac begot Jacob, and Jacob begot Judas and his brethren, and Judas begot Phares and Zamar of Thamar, and Phares begot Esrom, and Esrom begot Aram, and Aram begot Aminadab, and Aminadab begot Naasson, and Naasson begot Salmon, and Salmon begot Boaz of Rachab, and Boaz begot Obed of Ruth, and Obed begot Jesse, and Jesse begot David the king, and David the king begot Solomon of her that had been the wife of Uriah. And Solomon begot Rehoboam, and Rehoboam begot Abiah, and Abiah begot Asa, and Asa begot Josaphat, and Josaphat begot Joram, and Joram begot Ozias, and Ozias begot Joatham, and Joatham begot Achaz, and Achaz begot Ezekias, and Ezekias begot Manasseh, and Manasseh begot Amon, and Amon begot Josias, and Josias begot Jeconias and his brethren about the time they were carried away to Babylon. And after they were brought to Babylon, Jeconias begot Salathiel, and Salathiel begot Zerubbabel, and Zerubbabel begot Abiud, and Abiud begot Eliakim, and Eliakim begot Azor, and Azor begot Sadok, and Sadok begot Akim, and Akim begot Eliud, and Eliud begot Eleazar, and Eleazar begot Marthan, and Marthan begot Jacob, and Jacob begot Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations, and from David until the carrying away into Babylon are 14 generations, and from the carrying away into Babylon unto Christ are 14 generations. Now the birth of Christ was on the wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Now, I'd like for us to pause. I'd like to pause right here. And at this verse number 19, we can go to Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse number 1 to understand, to have an understanding of what Joseph, the husband of Mary, may have been considering at this time. The laws of Moses read, when a man hath taken a wife and married her, and it come to pass that she find no favor in his eyes because he hath found some uncleanliness in her, then let him write her a bill of divorcement and give it in her hand and send her out of his house. Now, at this time, Joseph and Mary had not been married as of yet, but I'm going to let the scriptures say what happened after that time. It was then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. Now, she was his wife, or being espoused, she was promised to wife. So, but while he thought on these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. Now we'd like to pause right here and travel over to the book of Isaiah and chapter 7 and verse number 14, which the prophecy is now being fulfilled. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. That was the prophecy fulfilled. Now we will continue at verse number 22, which reads, now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, again, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. I am by no means one who is eloquent in speech, but I am endowed with my love and my intimate relationship with the Lord. That's why I have to do what I'm doing, because we will be discovering discipleship, which is the age we are living in, the age of discipleship. And as we study, it will be clear to you, as it is to me, as is pleasing to the Lord. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Father, please forgive us for our sins. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. In Jesus' holy name we pray this prayer. Amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. O my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before. O my soul, I worship your holy name. Worship his holy name. like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship your holy name. And on that day when my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come, still my soul will sing your praise unending.
10,000 years and bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name. Seems like never before, my soul, I worship Your holy name. Oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name. Seems like never before, oh my soul, I worship Your holy name. I worship Your holy name.
I worship Your holy name.
For His name is holy, as He has said, be ye holy, for I am holy. In Jesus' holy name we pray, amen. Next will be Matthew chapter 2.